Galatians 5. And verse number 16 says, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit." There's a fight, there is a battle that is going on between our flesh and our spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. I want to preach this morning for a very brief period of time on this thought. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Let's worship Him. My God, right now I pray in the name of Jesus that You, my God, would come down and that You, my God, would move. Jesus, touch us today. Jesus, help us today. Jesus, be with us today. My God, and for it we give You nothing but the praise and the glory and the honor. And everybody said, amen. You may be seated. As most people, as most people that endeavored to fast any number of days this week, if you got on the scale before you started and after it was over, you would see that you lost a little bit of weight. And when Monday morning when I got up and I jumped on the scale, I was shocked to see what I saw. I was perilously close to the halfway point between what I lost several years ago. I was very, very close to the halfway point of what it is that I lost several years ago. And how did it happen? It didn't happen overnight. How did it happen? It happened because I left the program that I was doing as far as maintaining my weight. And you know, you get to a certain point, and you know, you just don't ever know what would happen if I would have hit that halfway point. It would have been just as easy to gain the weight back than it would have been to lose it all. It's hard to lose weight, but man, it's easy to put it on. What can take months and months and months to put off or to take off? You can put it on in just a matter of weeks. And I said all that today because I want to talk to you a little bit about what goes on and what happens. What happens? You and I, you know, what happened? I was just feeding my flesh with food. I was snacking on things that I quit snacking on. I started to go back to some bad eating habits that I left behind, or I thought that I left behind. But I picked them back up again. It was all because I chose to feed my flesh. My flesh looked at chips and said, boy, those things taste good. Well, they may taste good, but it's not very good to my waistline. And it's not very good for my cholesterol level. And it's not very good for this, and it's not very good for that. And I said all that to say this. Just in the natural, as we feed our face and our waistline expands, I want to talk to you about the spiritual. Because in the spiritual, when we feed our flesh with things that really are not beneficial to our walk and our relationship with God, what ends up happening is the exact opposite happens in the spiritual realm. We feed our flesh in the spiritual realm, and our spirit man, instead of expanding, our spirit man starts to shrink. We feed our flesh and the spirit man starts to decrease. The spirit's influence starts to decrease in our lives. The spirit's, it goes day by day by day. And because of the decrease of the influence of the spirit in our body, because of this war between the flesh and the spirit, the flesh starts to win out. And we start to think, you know, this, what I'm doing isn't that bad. It's not that big of a deal. I don't understand why this is such a huge thing. But the spirit man gets less and less. And it never stops with just a little. It never stops with something that you think is just, it's innocent, oh, it's fun, oh, it's this. The flesh man wants to continually be fed. And pretty much those little things are not going to, those little things are not going to be as fun to the flesh man anymore. And he's going to want to do more, and he's going to want to do more, and he's going to want to do more. And he's going to want to do more. And the spirit man continues to decrease. So during this time that we set aside every year in prayer and fasting, and I must admit that this year, I don't know what it was, but this year, this was the hardest week of any time that we have been doing this since we have been living for God. It was difficult. It was difficult. There were many times that I thought, you know, I just need to throw in the towel because of the influence of the flesh man. Because the flesh man wanted, so I knew, you know, this is not beneficial to my flesh, but this is beneficial to my spirit. This is beneficial to my spirit. And this is where I want to go today for just a little bit. On Monday, I did the things that I knew that as the week progressed, I would not be able to do because I just would not have the energy to do them. So I washed my cars, and I was washing my car. And as I was washing my car, all of a sudden I got to the place where it was all clean, and I I start using the squeegee thing and getting all the water off, and then I'm going to start shamming it up. And all of a sudden, on my passenger side front fender, there was a spot about this big that was caked in mud. It was caked in mud. And I sat there and I looked at it. And I thought, surely I know that I went over this with the brush. I know that I went over this with the brush. I know that I did. How is this on there? Man, I'm a bad car washer. I am a bad car washer. And if I tried getting a job at some car wash place, I'd have been fired. Because they'd have said, what's the deal with this? And all I could have said is, well, I thought I got it. I know that soap went over it. I know that soap went over it. Man, I had that thing so lathered up it. I know that soap went over it. I rinsed it off. I rinsed it off. And when I rinsed it off, it looked, while the water was on there, it looked clean. But as soon as it started to dry, there it was. And as I sat there and looked at my car, thinking about what a bad car washer I was, thinking about, what do I have to do? Does this mean I have to rewash this whole side of the car? I can't even get washing the car right. And beating myself up. And everything else. This scripture came to my mind. For if the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an unclean heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. How much more shall the blood of Christ? How much more shall the blood of Christ? There ain't nothing like the blood of Jesus. There is not anything like the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I began to sit there as I thought about that scripture. I began to sit there and I began to start to think about my life. And I began to just thank God as I started to wipe the dirt off of that part of the car. I began to thank God, because his blood covered every one of my sins. His blood covered every one of my sins. His blood covered every one of my sins. When we stand before God, we're not going to have to be like that, like my car with a spot of dirt on it. The blood covers everything. No matter how bad it is, no matter what it is that is going on, the blood of Jesus covers it. He says it's forgiven. He says it's forgotten. You don't have to sit there and you don't have to beat yourself up because of the things that you have done. He says, I don't remember it. All I see when I see you is I see blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious, is that flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. You and I, when we wear white, you and I, when we're wearing that white robe, we're not going to have to worry about a mud spot on it. There ain't going to be no mud spot on it. There ain't going to be. Quit thinking about your failures. Quit thinking about where you've messed up and think about your future and where it is that God wants to take you and what it is that God wants to do in your life and how it is that God wants to use you and how it is that God wants you to be in effect. The blood purges our conscience from dead works so that you and I can serve the living God. The blood purges our conscience from dead works. What are dead works? They're things that are unfruitful. There are things that aren't going to help you make heaven. You know, I remember many, many years ago, we used to hear the quote unquote old timers pleading the blood of Jesus over everything. I plead the blood. Praying, let your blood wash over me. Let your blood wash over me anew and afresh. They pled the blood. They asked for the blood to wash over them. They pleaded the blood over the things that they were struggling with. They pleaded the blood over the things that they were bogging down with. They pled the blood. And now today, many churches want to take the blood out of the church. You take the blood out of the church, you take everything out of the church. You take the blood out, it's not going to be long before you take the spirit out. What is the spirit without the blood? And I always feel after this week, I always feel after this week. And I know that this was a difficult week. I understand that this was a difficult week. And the reason that I just felt in the Holy Ghost to do this week of prayer and fasting at the end of the month instead of the beginning is because I always feel at the end of this week that it's a new beginning for everyone. That it is a new beginning for everyone. And it doesn't matter whether you fasted just one day or whether you fasted 7 days. It's a new beginning for everyone. And so, with that thought in mind of it being a new beginning for everyone, old things being passed away, God wants to make all things new in your life. That, in that vein and in that mindset, it's time. It is time for some of us to let the blood of Christ cover areas of our lives that we always quit sticking your hands through the blood to pull out your past. You and I have to put our hands through the blood of Christ to pull out our past. Listen. Every one of us is sinners. Every one of us has fallen short of the glory of God. But I don't reach through the blood to pull out. Yes, do I talk about when I was a sinner sometimes when I preach? Yes, I do. But after I get done talking about it, I don't go and sit in my office and boo-hoo and say, No. Such were some of you. But you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified. You've got what? You've been washed in the blood. Don't let your family stick their hands through the blood to pull out your past. Don't let your friends stick their hands through the blood to pull out your past. When they start to, you need to tell them, listen, that old man is dead. That old nature is dead. It ain't coming back. Why? Because it's covered by the blood of Jesus. There's a new man walking in my boots. And so, this is just what I feel in the Holy Ghost. And God is here. God is here. I wish right now, when people make their way to the altar, I wish that I could pray for them. I wish that I could pray with them. But right now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to. It don't matter, because Jesus is here. And His blood is still flowing. When you kneel at Calvary, He only sees the blood. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. You leave.
leave this altar this morning, the only thing he's going to see is he's only going to see the blood. Nothing. Come on. Let his blood cover you. Come on. Let his blood cleanse you. Lord, Thank God for the blood!